Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you're invited to our new online community for job hunters. It's a Brian Lehrer Show Facebook group called Help Wanted. Follow the stories of our five job-seeking bloggers, Naomi, Allison, Mary Lee, Lauren, and Jim. Share your career-building tips or start your own new discussion thread. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for Help Wanted. Well, the health reform vote won't be the only big thing happening in Washington this weekend. A very large rally is expected in support of comprehensive immigration reform, including a path to citizenship for current illegals. President Obama is trying to revive the effort that had some bipartisan support during the last administration. You remember President Bush was on board, along with Senators McCain and Kennedy. Here is President Obama remembering Senator Kennedy this week on St. Patrick's Day in this context.
I'm pleased that there's bipartisan progress being made in an area that I know was close to his big heart, and that's fixing our broken immigration system. And that's why my own commitment to comprehensive immigration reform remains unwavering.
And the president said in that clip there is bipartisan progress. Actually, he has recruited exactly one Republican senator to his side, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. There is a Schumer-Graham bill now ready to go through the Senate if they can get enough support. But here's an example of how tough this is for someone like Lindsey Graham. This is about 45 seconds of Graham on a conservative talk show hosted by Mike Gallagher. And we don't quite have that clip ready to go. Here it is.
The American people want their borders secured. And this administration is not doing a very good job in that area. They cut funding for border security, border patrol agents. They only have money for a mile of the fence. So they don't have the commitment I was hoping they'd have on border security. You got to do something about how you get a job in America. And I put a new idea on the table with Chuck Schumer. Let's take our Social Security cards that are all a piece of paper, Mike, and make us all go get a biometric card. That would make it hard for employers to hire somebody legally. I'm willing to do the hard things. The 12 million, there's a lot of contention about what to do with the 12 million. I don't want to give them an advantage to citizenship, but I don't think we're going to put them all in jail or deport them.
So Senator Lindsey Graham trying to sound tough while still supporting comprehensive reform. Tomorrow's rally will include a group of day laborers from around here, about 300 of them, I'm told, who are walking right now all the way from New York to Washington. And with us on the phone now from that group are Nadia Marin Molina from the group called the New York Workplace Project, and Saul Linares, a day laborer from Hempstead, Long Island. Nadia and Saul, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Brian.
Hi.
Where are you right now, Nadia?
Well, I'm in New York. Saul is in Baltimore.
Aha. Saul, you've walked all the way from New York to Baltimore?
Yes, I did. Since last Friday, we start in the morning, and we are in Baltimore, Maryland. We're going to Washington, D.C. today, yes.
How many people are you marching with?
Right now, we are around 15 people walking down.
You started out at 300 or something like that?
No, we started last Friday with 12 workers, and now we have 15. They join us. They are local. They are from Maryland and from Washington, D.C.
You sure lucked out on the weather this week. How's the walk been going?
It was crazy the first 4 days. Friday, Saturday was the worst of the 4 days, but Sunday, Monday, it was still raining. But Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday and today, is nice weather. It's wonderful.
Nadia, where'd the 300 number come from? I'm just curious.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, I thought it came from your group.
No, 300 miles.
300 miles, to be sure. What do you want Americans to know about day laborers, Saul?
They want to know that we are here in America. We don't come to hurt America. We came to build America. We came looking for jobs, looking for opportunities, looking for improve our life, our nation life, and our family's life. We are here to build. We are here not to destroy America. We are not hurting America.
What do you want America to know about day laborers, Nadia?
Well, we think it's important for people to know that there are raids and repression going on under the Obama administration, as it was going on under the Bush administration. It's not true that there isn't any enforcement going on, and that it's time for a change that will allow people to legalize. I think a lot of people in the United States think that there's already a path to legalization, that if somebody wanted it, they could take. And the truth is that most people who are undocumented and would like to legalize have no way to do that.
Listeners, we can take some phone calls for Nadia Marin Molina of the New York Workplace Project and Saul Linares, one of the day laborers, he from Hempstead, Long Island, walking with a group of about 15, as it turns out, all the way to Washington, D.C. We can take your phone calls for them, 212-433-WNYC. Let's talk about the immigration issue. There's going to be a big rally in Washington, as you know, and they are there to make a statement. And we know we have many different points of view in our listening audience. Call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And in a little while, we will have a call in just for undocumented immigrants on whether you plan to fill out your census form, because there is a small but vocal contingent of immigrant leaders who say a boycott would be better for your cause than filling out the forms. And we'll have one of those leaders on in a few minutes. So our second call-in will be just for people who are undocumented listening right now on whether you think you should fill out your census form. Anyone else right now to talk to Nadia and Saul? Saul, you're walking as day laborers. You're using that as the frame for who you are on this march. And that's a term that for many people means undocumented Central Americans or Mexicans congregating on street corners waiting for construction vans to pick them up. Is that who's in your group?
We came from Long Island, but we have been joining people who are not exactly on the street looking for jobs. Right now we have people from Kazan, Maryland, and they have a nice office. They are inside. The contractor, they came in. They have a list. They have an order. They are learning English. They are learning computers in the site. So not everyone are on the street. Sometimes we are because the government, the local government, they don't want to work together with us, and they don't want to provide opportunities to stay in. We are not troublemakers. We are just workers, and that we are doing. We are looking for opportunities in America.
There are waiting lists for illegal immigration that are years long. What do you say to the many Americans who think that people who jump the line should have to leave and wait their turn to get in? Nadia?
Right now...
Saul, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right now our system is completely broken. We have to fix the sphere. We don't have any way to legalize the undocumented immigrant workers. We have to fix it as soon as possible to bring another order or waiting list, or try to keep going on, because right now we don't have any opportunities. It's lacked. The system is completely lacked.
Nadia?
No, I think that's right. The system is completely broken at this point, and then there are some people who are waiting. There are many people who are waiting, but the truth is that when you've been divided from your family for 5, 10, 15, or 20 years, and the system is what is keeping you apart, then what is broken here is the system that needs to be changed. And if you had a rational immigration system, then people would be coming under a legal system, but they're not allowed to. And so, you know, that's the problem here.
Miguel in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Miguel.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. This is a very important issue, and I'm glad you're covering this. To both of your guests, first of all, the system is not broken. This country cannot sustain the level of third world poverty that's coming through our borders. And second of all, the Bronx is a community that is hard hit, not only by day laborers standing on the street corners. You have people working in small mom-and-pop stores. You have the Italian market here in Arthur Avenue. We call it the Mexican market because, everybody who's employed in these small mom-and-pop places are illegal, undocumented immigrants. And the community here suffers. And my last point is...
Well, tell us how you think the community suffers.
Well, because you can't get a job. You know, the local merchants here, blessed by our government, who doesn't enforce any laws, pays whatever they want and exploits people, while this community is poor. You can't get a job up here or working a wage job.
Nadia Marie Molina, respond to him about the jobs and the competition, the unfair competition, as he sees it, from people who are here illegally.
Sure. I mean, we agree that there is exploitation of workers, and our organization, like a lot of them, goes after employers that pay less than minimum wage, that don't pay overtime, and, you know, that discriminate against workers because of their situation.
But no, he's not talking about that.
No, I understand. But he's saying that there is exploitation. So I'm just saying that we understand that there is exploitation, but there is no way for him to know by looking at the employees who are in these stores whether they're undocumented or not. Some of them might be undocumented. Some of them may or may not be undocumented. And so if there are people who are undocumented and they're working, our position is if they're here, they need to be able to work under the same standards. If a worker is undocumented and is not able to have the same protections as everybody else,
right,
then what happens is they lower standards for other people. You can't have a group of people who are excluded because
just,
that doesn't help other workers.
But just
Sorry.
In terms of the number of jobs, I mean, in this economy with unemployment so high, that caller and many Americans believe that this is exactly the wrong time to legitimize a larger workforce of people who snuck into the country or overstayed their temporary visas. Why shouldn't native-born Americans or legal immigrants see the undocumented as unfair competitors? He's talking about standards, yes, but he's talking about other poor people in the Bronx who can't find jobs because there is so much competition from illegal immigrants.
Well, there are two things. One is that if the workers are here anyway, then reforming immigration law is not going to change that. The workers are already here; they're already working, and what we want is for them to be able to do that legally. But again, they're here at this point. So the debate is not whether to let in workers. The debate is whether to legalize the ones who are here and make sure that they're actually doing it legally. And then the other thing is, again, how do you know? I mean, how does he know which ones of those are documented versus undocumented? I don't understand how he can ascertain that there are undocumented workers there. I'm sure that there's a mix, as there are in every industry in the United States.
Hamed in Woodside, you're on WNYC. Hamed, hello.
Hi, Brian. Great show. My point here is too many proposals in Congress and since Reagan, and a lot of talk, but unfortunately nothing comprehensive has been done. Italy, they have treated immigrants. They give them temporarily residence for long period of time, and then they give them alien resident and then citizenship. Now, here the immigrant, their kids go to the public school, and that's a great system. English is free to go to learn. They don't ask you for ID or anything, just come. So, I mean, the environment is really observing the immigration undocumented already, but just only you give them something for one decade, for 15 years, just to give them legalizing, and after 15 years or 10 years, test their record, who deserve to be alien resident and citizen, fine. Who not, just not. So, but you, it,
right.
Something has to be done.
Thank you for your call. The problem with that, and I don't know, Saul, if you would support that kind of a system. He says Italy has a similar system, but how are they going to find all these undocumented people after a 15-year temporary residency to even deport them? They can't find all the illegal ones now to deport them, even if they wanted to. Saul, do you like his proposal?
The first thing that I want to say that this is not about illegal immigrants. This is not about aliens. Full immigration reform for all is about human being and about human rights. The other caller, he mentioned exploitation and discrimination. Again, I want to say our broken immigration system is giving permission to discrimination and exploitation. That's why we are working now. That's why we are advocating. This is time to fix our broken immigration system.
Nadine in Mattawan wants to respond to the first caller from the Bronx. Hi, Nadine. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm 38, and I just want to say that when I call contractors from the Yellow Pages to come and get some work done, for example, building a fence, fixing the cement, you know, in the front of the house, those people don't come. It's the people that come that are the immigrants that show up right away. They give me a fair price, and you know, there is work. There's work to be done. The contractors just don't show up, or they set an appointment, and they give me an estimate, and they don't come around for the work. So I rely on, I'll call them day workers, I think, from my community. And they're the ones that ride their bicycles at 1 o'clock in the morning to and from restaurants.
Nadine,
so they are working.
Thank you for your call. Has anyone tried to raid your group on the way down, Saul?
No, nobody. At the inverse, the police officer, they have been nice, and they have been trying to helping us, and they ask how we are, how we feel. And let's see, 90% of the people, they are supporting us, 10% are against us, and they say something, but it's okay. This is America, and we have the right to express how we feel, what we think, and so we are okay. 90% of the people are supporting us right now.
Now, we have Reverend Miguel Rivera standing by. He's going to be on in just a minute to argue that illegal immigrants, to support their cause, should boycott the census. Nadia, your group is working to help facilitate a large count among various immigrants. You think this is in the interest of the undocumented to be well counted?
Yes, we think it's in the interests of the entire community to be well counted. There's a lot of myths going around that, you know, that the census asks about immigration status, which it doesn't, or that the information is going to go to, you know, the buildings department, how many people live in the house, which is also not true. There's a lot of fear around it. And from our point of view, it is to our community's advantage to show that there are large numbers of immigrants, to show that there are large numbers of Latinos in where we are. We're in Long Island, and in Suffolk County has historically been a place where there's a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment. There have been hate crimes and persecution of immigrants. And, you know, we think what the anti-immigrant people would want most is for people to boycott the census.
So
right?
we'll find out why some advocates for undocumented immigrants think they should boycott the census in their own interest. And one of those speakers is coming up next. I want to thank Nadia Marine Molina from the New York Workplace Project and Saul Linares, day laborer from Hempstead, Long Island, walking from New York to Washington for this weekend's big immigration rally. Saul, I hope you get good weather for the rest of your walk.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks to both of you, Reverend Rivera, in a minute. And your calls, if you are undocumented, do you plan to boycott or fill out your census form? If you are undocumented, call us now, 212-433-WNYC. We do not take your records and give them to anybody. You may call in safely, 212-433-9692.